Of course, there's a lot of plowing went along with that at the same time.
Never knew it was so much work. Thought all you had to do was plant it and then pick it when it was all so pretty.
Well, there's quite a lot of work to getting it up to that point to where you pick it.
I have some cotton at home.
And I've done plenty of picking also. I know what that is. Then, of course, you had to carry it off to the gin and get it, the seeds out of it. And what we did now, we carried our cotton to the gin, and at the same time, the ginner had a thing that he made cottonseed meal out of the seeds. So we had him do that, and we brought that back for feed for the cows.
I didn't know that either. All right, that grass you were talking about that grows up in the cotton, was there any term for that?
We called it crabgrass.
Any other?
Oh, that was the main enemy of cotton back in those days, was just plain crabgrass.
Is that the same kind that people fuss about on their lawns?
Exactly. You get a lot of it in your lawn now.
I've heard one of my professors complaining about that. Okay, you were talking about the place, talking about the meadow, but the cotton grew in what? Cotton didn't grow in the meadow.
Cotton grew on sloping areas, and the best area for growing the cotton was where the land sloped facing the east.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton in, we called our farming area upland farm. And in the low places, what we call upland bottoms, it didn't grow too good there. In fact, the season was too short for it to mature and open. So we grew it on in higher areas on a sloping toward the east. It got the morning sun that way, and it'd mature and open a lot earlier than it would if you put it down in the lower areas.
I wonder if in Lower Georgia they had to worry about that.
I don't think so, because on the riverland, this very fertile riverland, they planted cotton right down next to the river, and it did beautifully. But in the exact area where we were, which was mostly upland, all of it, it didn't do so good. Well, in what you call upland bottoms, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's no stream there, but it was lower and more fertile and easier to cultivate and all, but we had to grow it on the higher areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm learning something. I didn't really know this stuff. Did you know
You'll
all
be
this?
A farmer yet.
She knows about
it. I cut my hair, it's all out of farmland. It's amazing that I don't know anything about it, I think. Okay. Oh, what about the fences? You mentioned some pens. Were there different kinds of names for different?
Well, the area that our cows stayed in was enclosed in barbed wire fence. That's this wire that has those.
Yeah, I know that.
You know what they are.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the kind of fence we had for the cows to stay in. Now, the fence that the hogs stayed in was built of wood plank.
Did you have any fence area around your home?
Around the house?
Just
nothing but the garden. It was fenced.
How was that done?
Well, that was what we called garden wire. It was higher than the area you kept the cows in, you know, and it was close.
Hard?
No. It's just a close meshed wire that chickens and things couldn't go through.
Yeah.
They have rail fences up there.
Oh, yeah, we had a few. I can just remember a rail fence, which were made out of wood.
Is that the uncut wood?
No, you took the... Yes, it's unfinished, but you cut the trees and